1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. Therefore, let anyone who thinks that he stands take heed lest he fall. All of us have experienced temptation in any number of situations. Many persons think that after they came into a relationship with Christ, temptations would go away. But this is not so. Even as Christ followers, you and I will be tempted all of our lives. And this is true for every area of our lives. As Christians, each of us must recognize our potential for moral failure. The scripture calls David a man after God's own heart, something that wouldn't be said of very many of us today. Yet, even David yielded to temptation. He knew God. He walked with God. He had been exalted by God to a position of great spiritual responsibility. And yet, even David failed. Our scripture for today reminds us that no one is above moral failure. That is why Jesus tells us in Mark chapter 14, verse 38, "Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." The Bible teaches that Jesus Christ not only died for our sins, but he also died to give us victory over temptation. We no longer have to live under the power and the dominion of sin in our lives. So today, right now, pray for the strength to resist and defeat temptation and to build the moral fiber and character that honors God. Every success you experience will enable you to resist the next temptation that comes your way. Thanks for listening. May I invite you to join us next week.